朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
This parable is so clear, so obvious that it cannot be any more cruel.
Well, what's some Jesus taking off in that?
And why do I think that these messages are so hard to speak of this evil?
Jesus was trying to be that what you mean.
Because Jesus gave a parable that is so easy to understand.
Well, can you tell me what Jesus said? You know, can you tell me what Jesus said?
I'll tell you, a little kid before he even becomes graceful, if you understand a parable.
但是可能老到老到牙齿都掉光了，我们还是没兴趣。
But it could be to those individuals that they are at the very base of their age, they still have an insurance of the truth.
你最大的挑战就是我怎么样子进入这个境界。
The real challenge is how do I get into this realm?
我怎么样子能够真正的活在 abiding in Christ 的这个境界里
？How am I really able to live in this realm of abiding in Christ？
这是最难的地方
，This is the hardest part。
那这个最难的地方，我明天讲。
And the hardest part, I'll save it for tomorrow。
我今晚先讲比较容易的地方。
Tonight, I'll take it easy. I'll speak up easy.
我没有说这个意思。来，第一个要讲第一章。
I'll speak on the very first one.
我们所读这段圣经，
所以说是《圣经》。
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15。
我们请弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
We ask the brothers to read a verse, the sisters to read a verse。
啊，为了听录音的人，我全部都读十七节二十一，一节到十七节。
Verse 1 through 17。
我们起来。
Let's read it together。
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果实的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果实的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果实更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果实；你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友的。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因为我从父所听见的， 已经都告诉你们了，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。使你们无论信父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。好，这段的圣经真的巴不得弟兄姊妹能够读的熟，甚至背诵。
This morning's scripture, I pray that everybody is familiar with it and pray that you memorize it.
明天早上的晨更，我们也会用这段的圣经。
Tomorrow morning's home devotion will use this portion of scriptures.
弟兄姊妹在这里，我们先要第一件事是认识在基督里的这一个重要的事实。
First thing we want to talk about is the whole truth of the new life.
第一节讲到我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的。
First one says, I am the true vine, my father is the vine dresser.
然后我们看到第五节的前半。
And then verse 5.
啊，第五节的前半在这里说到，
这是老花眼的时候。
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
那主耶稣把我们接纳到一个地步，是跟他完全合而为一的。
The Lord has received us to the point that we are one with Him.
他不是一个尊贵有钱的人，去马路上找一个乞丐，把接纳他里面来照顾他，安慰他，帮助他。
He's not like a rich, wealthy person that goes on the street and receives the beggar to his house and to his carriage.
他不光只是在外面好像接纳我们，他根本是从生命里面接纳我们，让我们跟他成为一个。
But in life, he told us that we are one with him.
从来没有一个葡萄树是葡萄树是葡萄树自己是自己，根本不是一个。
You will never see the vine separate the vine and the branch separate. It's always one.
所以大家先说葡萄树。根是葡萄树，干是葡萄树，枝子是葡萄树，叶子是葡萄树，果子是葡萄树，全部都是一棵树。
Jesus says the root is the vine, the trunk is the vine, the branch is the vine, the leaves is the vine, the entire thing is the vine.
所以我们第一件事情要知道，我们跟基督根本就是在神的里面已经是一个。
So everybody must understand our position is that we are one with Christ.
这个是葡萄树和枝子。
Here we will use the vine and the branches.
保罗的形容身体。
And Paul uses the body and the members.
身体一样的，讲到一个生命。
It talks about this one life.
而在这个哥林多前书一章三十节，他说：“你们独在基督耶稣里是本乎神。”
Of him you are in Christ Jesus.
所以我们第一件事情要知道，我们已经是在基督里。
And the very first thing you need to know that you are already in Christ.
我们已经是不在亚当里，我们今天是在基督里。
You are no longer in Adam. You are in Christ today.
好，今天我们这样讲在哪里，在哪里，我们听起来没有感觉。
When we talk about where you are, you really don't have a sense.
你知道，当柏林围墙还没有倒的时候。
Before the Berlin Wall.
他们曾经做过统计，在那短短的几十年里面，不知道有多少的人曾经跨过那个，经过那个墙。
And in those decades, so many people wanted to cross that wall.
很多人在过墙之前就被那个墙打死了。
In the process of trying to cross that wall, they were actually punished.
他们只要跨过那个墙，他就进到一个完全不同的世界。
The minute they cross over that wall, they're a whole new different round.
枪就不能再打他了。
The gun and balls.
从前的政府，从前的阴影，从前的这个生活的痛苦，通通丢到后面。
The government, the bitterness, the tragedies of his life on that side of the wall is all behind him.
当时这不过是地上一个简单的例子，
就是什么天赋的
事情。而且在基督里面，神把我们带到一个境界。
But in Christ, God led us to holy life.
这个境界重要到一个地步。
This realm is so important.
一点不输一条鱼需要放到水里面。
No less than a fish needs to be in the middle of water.
你知道，一个鱼如果不放在水里面，它是不可能存活的。
Fish not in water cannot live.
所以今天我们站在基督里，不是可有可无的事。
Whether you are in Christ or not, it's not something that you can do or do or that.
而是绝对不可能。
It's something that you absolutely must do.
离开水不可能活。
The fish apart from the water cannot live.
枝子离开葡萄树不可能活。
The branch separating the vine cannot live.
我们离开 Christ, 离开基督，我们不可能活。
We are separating Christ, we cannot live.
所以约翰一书告诉我们，人有神的儿子才有生命，没有神的儿子。在神里人都是死人。
First John says, "You have the Son, and what? You does not have the Son, In the eyes of the Father, he is dead.
那第一件事情我们看见了这个定论的问题。
And so the very first thing we understand positionally where we are.
好，第二件事情我们讲到经历住在基督里的重要。
Especially we talk about the experience, the importance of experiencing our body and time.
客观的经历是属于神的恩典。
The objective truth is of God's grace.
神使我们在基督里。
God allowed us to be in Christ.
是。主是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，神亲自负责这棵树了。
Jesus, I am the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser. My Father is in charge.
啊，想到这些，我们都应该很有很喜乐。
When you think about this truth, you should rejoice.
我应该是很有盼望。
You should be full of hope.
我们太软弱。
No matter how weak I am,
太糟糕了。
No matter how terrible I am,
把我们摆在基督里。
So he placed you in Christ.
而且主就是这棵树。
And he is the vine dresser. And the Father is the vine dresser.
There is
the fruit of the Spirit. What a wonderful picture. This is the life and the life of a Christian.
所以我们现在不光在地位上富在恩典里面把我们放在在基督里。
So now we positionally the Father is taking us and putting us inside Christ.
现在住在基督里是我们的责任。
And now we abide in Christ is our responsibility.
我们怎么样才能够在主里面呢？
How do we keep ourselves in Christ?
我为什么说住在主里面是我们的责任？
Why do I say abide in Christ?
所以请大家特别注意第五章前半。他不是他第五节前面。
I want to ask you to pay attention to verse 5, first portion of that verse.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
这是客观的定义。
This is the objective truth.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
下半句。
And then it says,
藏在我里面的。
He who abides in me.
我也藏在他里面。
And I in him.
其实没注意到是五章的五节的下半段，为什么没有把它顺序倒过来
？And why is it this order is now reversed in this verse？
我藏在它里面的人，他就藏在我里面。为什么主要把它倒过
来 ？Why is it when I'm in you and you are not in me？
讲到我们这一面的责任。
This speaks of our responsibility on our side。
主在我们里面是永远不改变的事。
Christ in us, Jesus in us, the truth that will never change。
但是我们仍然在他的里面，这是我们的责任。
But whether we abide in him or not, it's our responsibility.
所以我经过后边说，藏在我里面的，我就藏在他里面。
So it says, he who abides in me, then I will abide in him.
中文的这个藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，英文就叫做 truth， 叫做 abide。
And the translation in English is abide in him.
好，所以讲什么？这节圣经讲得这么清楚，住在我里面的。我就住在他里面。
And he who abides in me, who dwells in me, I will dwell in him.
客观上他讲在。
And from us, so far, objectively, it's already happening.
但是主观上，我们要真正经历进入住在基督里的这个经历，是在我们这方面。
And you personally, subjectively, you need to experience this.
我记得20年前总算是成功的，就被教师带我们中间的事。哥的，
啊，他的老师也是哥的 ，take you from Ireland。
他说他在台湾开车的时候，
还是专业
做
广
告。他说他在台湾做车，他看见那个广告在卖房子，
还是专业的房子嘛，是吧？
啊，那个房子的广告里面有一句话，
但是 speak phrase on the address。
他的住对的地方，身份地位都不一样。
You live from a place, position, and your future will be different.
啊，但是这句话其实我们要住在基督里。
So this word reminds us we need to live in Christ.
住对的地方
，if you dwell in the right place,
都不一样
，everything will be different.
我们的生命信息都不一样
，our life, our nature,
我们生活的形式不一样
，quality of our life,
我们的举止，我们各方面，我们的反应，各方面都不一样
，decisions and responses to things will all be different.
就住在基督里非常重要
，so it's so important to abide in Christ.
所以住在这段的圣经里面，我们看见，如果我们不住在主里面的
，Jesus。We do not abide.
他在第四节的后半说，说枝子如果不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是罪孽。
Verse 4 says, as the branch cannot bear fruit itself, unless it abides in the vine, Neither can you unless you abide in me.
接下来他们说，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
But then he says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我说这个道理很简单。
And see, the principle is very easy to understand.
但是人要真正能够到这一步，能够说主啊，离了你，我们不能做什么。
But for a person to really come to the point and say, Jesus, apart from you, I cannot do a thing.
这是一个 journey， 是一段路，是过
程。It's a journey that you must.
那首先我们是认为，I can do it.
And we always start in thinking that, how I can do it.
对不对？你看我们这里在吃，说我们又吃好，这个礼拜好好多，那我在吃。
So the version at the beginning says, okay, no problem, this week I'll do it.
好，下个礼拜让你开始把健康的问题好，那我负责加二十第四章。好
，Next week, can you please speak to us? We're all no problem about the service.
好，所以我们刚开始都是我可以做，没有问题。
In the beginning, we're all okay, no problem, I can handle it.
他要跟你说你今天带的太少，因为他不服气。
Excuse us, well, the way you led is kind of, you know, bad.
说点正义的，在欧洲三十的。
Please tell someone more positive. Not all stress.
等到你真正经历几次，感觉真的是认可。
And when you experience a couple of times, you realize for yourself that the way I believe is.
你才会开始承认说我真的不行。
And then you would acknowledge and say, okay, maybe I didn't need to slow down.
可是说的就是，人家觉得你真的烂透了，你才觉得我真的不行。
People feel that you did a lousy job, and all you feel is, oh, I think I can do all that. But now you begin to see the light, and you can take that second step.
然后觉得我带的不太好，但是你也有带的不好。
And then you begin to move this road, oh, I don't need to so well, none of you guys do it.
还需要过一段时间。
Do you need a little more time?
我不仅我带的不太好，我需要
帮忙。And now you
have to do
it. If I'm not doing very well, I need help.
好，我们可以承认我们需要帮忙。
You begin to acknowledge that you need help.
还是礼拜六轮到我带着那些情侣也帮我预备一两个题目哈。
This week is my turn to lead, and I ask you guys to help me prepare a couple of questions and topics.
我带着你们沟通啊，然后也听这个。
You guys gotta support me. You guys gotta share, okay?
我带着亲戚的时候你要听我。
When I lead worship, you guys gotta sing, right?
就是第三步了。
The third step.
而且不知道还要第三步跟第四步不是比较多久。
And I don't know how long it will take before you take the fourth step.
我们能够承认说主啊，离了你我什么都不能做。
Did you really acknowledge Jesus and trust me when I cannot do a thing?
所以我很早以前就跟这件事情讲，我说我随着我的年纪越来越大
，And as I become more and more mature.
然后也随着我服事的经验越来越多
，as my experiences in ministry service increase，
也随着我圣经的知识越来越熟
，and according to my knowledge of the scripture, they become more and more familiar。
也随着我人生的阅历越来越多
，and the number of my days are also accumulating。
哎，我这个去年我就是这么帮人家事。
I remember last year I did the same thing, but with a new one.
This another year,
another year still works.
这是我们一名武士啊，
是的，
是教授派
的。那为什么你敢讲？
我讲到哪？他有忘记，但是，当我们一次讲这句话的时候
，Every time I say these words.
这个话题越来越进到我的心窝的深处。
It really goes deeper and deeper inside of me.
我越来越从心里面心服口服的说出来，离了你，我自己是
什么？I truly, truly acknowledge, Lord, apart from you, I cannot do a thing.
从外面看，人家都说你越来越好。
And from the outward, everybody says you're improving.
经验越来越多，
你有 more and more experience.
越来越熟
，you know the words better.
你越来越有名
，and you're more and more famous.
但是我每次讲到这个时候，就从心里的心窝里面说，主真的离了我什么都不能。
Every time I teach these verses, Lord, apart from you, I cannot do a thing. I acknowledge that.
好，就是每次经的话，主是怎么话都很简
单。The words, the scriptures, they're all very simple.
讲人命的
，but these words.It's a matter of life. When we truly understand what Jesus is talking about,
not
only the problem, the Lord, we cannot do a thing. But the Lord Jesus says, apart from
you,
when the branches are separated from the vine, and they will wither away.
就是不管别人怎么说
，It doesn't matter what other people are saying，
不管我们怎么隐藏自己
，No matter how we try to shut ourselves，
这个心底这种秘密是没办法隐藏的。
Spirit withering away， you can't hide，
就是你干不干
啊 ？Are you withering away？
我真的想问我们每一个问问自己，到底我干不干
？I want everybody to ask ourselves， am I withering away？
很多时候我们干到一个地步，我们都已经说不话了。
We are so dry to the point that there's no words.
什么都塞进了胃，都听都听不进去。
A scripture no longer means anything. I can't hear or understand what is spoken.
觉得勉强。
Our services is a force.
我们都有一个空壳子在那里维持。
Have a shell on the outside that sustains.
就是这样子。耶稣说的，我们离了主，我们是更苦的。
The more set apart from me, you will wither away.
因为这是太容易明白的意思了。
This example is so easy to understand.
我上个礼拜天就在底下唱诗的时候。
Last Sunday, I was sitting in the among the crowd singing.
我看见最前面的那个两个花，就是那个长眉上的两个这个小兰花，能看到。
See the flower that our sister Trish prepared on the front of stage.
上来，你说的兰花在上面。
And this the orchid that came straight off, this blossom is so beautiful.
我只是没有时间把心把那个带来，然后直接在园艺手中剪刀。
I didn't have the time, but I really wanted to bring that flower here today. You take a pair of scissors and just cut it.
我没有要考虑是什么。
Oh, I was pretending to cut it and scare you.
真的是想去的话。
But if I really cut it,
你说它的值得是？
You tell me what is its name.
Okay.
And we'll wither away.
三个意思。
是哪里？
圣诞树都砍下来的时候
，The Christmas tree is going to come down。
它虽然中间都经过一段让人家都很羡慕啊，挂了这个彩灯，挂了那个彩灯，各式各样的礼物在上面。
There's going to be this moment of time where it's adorned with all sorts of goodies and everybody's admiring and it's so beautiful。
这个是它命运的结局。
The end is that it will wither away。
变得不灭。
And it's useless.
所以烧了是它终结的结局。
Thrown into the fire to be burned is its end。
一个没有神的人就是这样
，A person that has no God is the same.
鼻子挂上去的，金子挂上去的，金子挂上去的，车子挂上去的，车子挂上去的。
You give him a wonderful wife, a wonderful house, a wonderful car, a wonderful degree, everything he needs to eat.
但是却跟生命的源头分开了。
If he's severed from the source of life, 后半生结局 the end is withering away.
而且枯干也是整个过程的经历
，and something that you will begin to experience。
从那往后，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一段的圣经很重要，是我们每个人都需要知道。
Don't see this portion of scripture is so important that we all need to understand。
把我们的事情都说。
Doesn't matter how long you believe the Lord，
不管你是奉献几次的宗教人。
Doesn't matter how often you offer your life as a pastor，
我们都是属我们的属这个功课。
The day that we see Jesus, we learn this lesson。
The birthday of Christ。
Abiding in Christ 是指不能离开葡萄树
，the branch cannot be severed，
离开葡萄树就不能吃果子。
Apart from the vine, it cannot bear any fruit。
你们若离开我，也是这样。
Apart from me, it's just as so。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要以参加一些聚会就以为够了。
Suppose you please do not think that because you attend these meetings and conferences, it's good enough。
这不是只是外面的一个要求。
It's not just an outward requirement。
是我们生命的需要。
It's a necessity of your life。
弟兄姊妹，我再说，不要把它当作是外面的要求。
Say to you, it's not a requirement on the outside。
我们里面生命的需要啊。
It's the necessity of your life。
我们离开的主，我们一定苦苦的。
Apart from the Lord, you will wither away。
我们离开主，我们一定无用的。
Apart from the Lord, you're useless。
丢在外面，焚烧的。
And to be cast away and be burned up。
我说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们从正面来看的时候
，The verse we look at the positive。
主说：“你们藏在我里面，我也就藏在你们里面。”
主说：“主 abide in me, and I will abide in you。”
这人就多结果子。
This man will bear much fruit。
请大家注意，果子不是一天出来的。
The fruit that will come all of a sudden。
它是一个过程
，It's a process。
那果子出现之前
，Before the fruit appears，
整个。树的果子的这个养分、水分、滋润，通通透过死过来。
The nutrient, the water, all the source that's coming out of the vine is going through the branch.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为神只是跟我们要个果子。
But do not think that God is going after you for fruits.
神是要祝福我们。
God wants to bless the promise.
享受这个生命。
And we may enjoy this life.
生命一切的丰富。
All the fullness of this life.
是
是将他的养分、他的水分，所有的丰富都要成为我们的。
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。